96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Need a reliable workhorse for your property? Meet the John Deere 5E series tractors from Prairie Land Partners. Whether it's working fields, hauling loads, or clearing roadsides, the 5E delivers the power and versatility you need, all in one machine. And there's never been a better time to buy. Get a $2,250 implement bonus and save with cash discounts over $6,000. Offer ends October 25th, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us here on this Monday, the 30th and final day of September. 724, 54 degrees on our way to 89 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by VFW Post 7957 member Gary Post, in to talk about the Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen Essay Contests. First here this morning, Gary, how are you?
I'd just be fantastic, sir. How be yourself?
We are doing well here so far, and even though the fact that it's a Monday, we wanted to start here with the contest because we know we got a couple other things that you wanted to get to here, but is it time to start those kids to start getting those essays and other materials ready to be judged?
Yeah. The deadline is 31 days away.
Okay.
October 31st. And the contest started, Voice of America, started 1947, the 78th year. And this year, the theme for high school students for their audio essay is, the theme is America Today, Your Forefathers' Vision. That's pretty cool. They have a different topic each year, and then they have a regular written essay contest for junior high kids, and that theme this year, My Voice in America's Democracy. Now, we also do a little extra here with the local VFW Post, the Vern H. Buck Post, and we have a third through fifth grade written contest that has the same theme as the junior high content. So always neat to see what the younger kids do with this too. So it's a pretty exciting thing that we're moving into this year, and they expected lots of entries, and I've got judges, community judges lined up. It's going to be super.
What has you most excited about these contests here, Gary? You've been really kind of spearheading this. You've certainly been, you know, the one who's been letting the community know about this for a number of years now. What is it about this set of contests that really drives things home for you?
Well, I've got a teaching degree, taught for several years, and then after I retired from the county, I went back into subbing at Sacred Heart. So being around little people has always been pretty neat for me, and just seeing what they do with this, especially in the founding city of Veterans Day. I mean, it's just pretty cool, pretty awesome.
So as far as the applications, have you got all that information out to area schools in, Gary?
They got something new this year.
Okay.
They got a
okay.
QR code, which I'm not even sure I know what that is. But they said, well, the kids use this all the time. So I've sent this to North Lyon County, South Lyon County, and the Emporia School District has indicated to me through the central office that they have made this available to the junior high kids and the high school kids. So we're hoping for some entries. The kids don't even have to really do it through a school project. They can go to the QR code, follow the instructions and load that essay, the audio and the written part, onto that QR code, and then I can funnel that to the judges, and they can actually judge it. We don't even have to have the judges come down to the post. So pretty cool deal.
Very cool deal. With these essays, what do the students need to provide, whether it's as, you know, as far as a word count here with the written, or what do they need to provide with the other?
For the Voice of America, it's 3 to 5 minute essay, audio essay. They don't want them to identify themselves or their town or their school in the essay. So that makes it a challenge for, you know, people from the area who like to tunnel into the Founding City Veterans Day. For the written essay for the junior high kids, it's 300 to 500 words. And we use the same criteria for the 3rd through 5th grade, but a lot looser on that one. You know what I mean, as far as following the rules. But for the national contest, they're pretty strict on it, because we, for each 15 entries we get, we can declare a winner and send that winner to district. So it's a pretty cool deal.
So when is the deadline to get those entries in, Gary?
They need to be in by October 31st, 2024. They can deliver them, like I said, if we're accepting them both ways, the old-fashioned way, which in years past they've brought them in and dropped them off at Visit Emporia. And Leland takes care of it, and then he uses some of them to go around to the senior centers and with copies of those essays. So it's a pretty cool deal all around.
Gary Post again joining us as we talk about the Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen Essay Contest. But now it's time to talk a little bit about some of the other things that the VFW Post is involved in. And boy, October is pretty busy, specifically here the way it appears over the next several days. And that'll be in South Emporia for you guys.
Yeah. On the 5th of October, we have the Trail in a Box from the Kansas Trails Council coming to visit for about a week, and courtesy of the Multipath folks. And so Saturday, the 5th, we're going to be working on the Cottonwood River Trail. We did this earlier in the summer and cleaned it up because it hadn't been mowed for a while, and the grass was getting pretty high when we mowed it early in the summer. And danged if when we got done, about 2 days later, we had a storm, and it put a whole bunch of trees down in the path. So we're going to work on the trees this time, as well as doing a little bit of trimming and just cleaning up on the trail, getting it ready for winter. So that'll be going on the 5th. We're inviting folks to come out. I think some of the Multipath people are going to come out and help us on that day and pick up trash or whatever along the trail, and then we'll get those trees out of the way and have that trail in good shape for the winter. The other project we got going is we're going to have, well, before I get to that one, there's one other one I forgot to mention, Chuck. And that is Eisenhower Vigil in Abilene, and that's on October 11th through the 12th. And we stand vigil, VFW members from across the state of Kansas, stand vigil at Eisenhower's chapel at Abilene, and District 2, which we're part of, we will stand vigil from 7 to 9, and it actually starts at 1630 hours and runs until 7 o'clock the next morning. So all throughout the night, VFW members will be, and auxiliary members will be, standing vigil for Eisenhower's birthday, 34th president. And then, let's see, oh, I know what it is. It's the open house.
Yeah.
We wanted to have an open house to thank our people who have supported us with Match Day in years past, and just say thank you and give them an opportunity, if they wanted to see what we've done with the money and that sort of thing, and just see what's going on down at the VFW post at 302 South Commercial. And so we're going to have an open house on the 14th from 9 to 11. Come down, have a cup of coffee. You guys are invited, and you'll be off the air by then, Ron, and you'll be ready for the lunch coffee. So,
all right, well,
but we're hoping that maybe even snag a few new members with this, just to let people know what we're doing and what's available there. And because some of us get a little long in the tooth, we got a lot of stuff going on here. We need a few new members going on. So that's all we got going.
All right. Well, plenty happening there. Gary, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you much.
Oh, I'm just so appreciative of the things you do for just the whole community. You guys are just awesome.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate you saying that.
Thanks, Gary.
Have a good day.
We'll see you soon.
All right, bye.
All right, Gary Post, VFW Post 7957, previewing the Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen Essay Contest and other activities through Post 7957 with us here this morning, Chuck.
Okay, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, I'm just going to tell you, you got to wait until the end of next week because we're full until the 10th. And also, if you want one of our other morning show spots, we're fast filling up this week. We've already added.